We are up to Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Let us just go over again the last piece of the Gemara. Lema, this is around the... It's a line after the Zayin of the Ein Mishpat. Lema roi mitzuyin eitzel shchite mumchem hein tanoihi. Mara wanted to say that this klal, that roi mitzuyin eitzel shchite mumchem hein is a machlokes tanoi. The sanya we learned in Abaraise, arei sha'ovdu loi gdiyov v'tanagoylov. A person lost his gdiyim, v'holach u'mitzon shchutim. And then he found his gedim, but they're geshochem. Rabbi Yehuda Isa, Rabbi Yehuda says he's not allowed to eat them. Abchanina benoisha Rabbi Yosi aglili matel. Omar Rabbi, so the Gval, the Gemara learned now as follows, that Rabbi wants to be machia. Nirin dvorim shal Rabbi Yehuda shemetzon ba'ashpe, if I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that he's not allowed to eat them, if he finds them in the ashpe, so that would seem that either there was a psul in the shchita, so that's why it was thrown away. V'divrei Rab Chanina b'noish Rab Yoyis Aglili shemitzon bebayis. He found them in a house. Clearly he found them in someone else's house, but these are his gedim that he lost. Is my love b'hokem miflegi? So what is the mach? So this is the hachra of Rebbe. But what is the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Chanina? Is b'hokem miflegi? The mar sova amrinen roi mitzuyen eitzel shchita mumchen heim. So memele, I can readily assume that it was geshachtem properly. Umar sova loy amrinen roi mitzuyen eitzel shchita mumchen heim. I don't say this. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and that's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi was machia. He holds the bemesin roi mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchenein. But if it was found ba'ashpe, so then he holds that one is not permitted to eat it because the mitziyose ba'ashpe is moire that it wasn't the proper shchita. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no, that is not pshat in the machloikis. Everyone agrees there's such a right. Everyone agrees that if it's found in a bias, you don't have any reyesim. So I assume that it is kosher. If it is found in an ashpe shebishuk, the kolalma loy pligi the osa, because it's muchach. What is it doing in the ashpe shebishuk? It's sicha was thrown away, or there's a mocking to assume that it was thrown away. Some emelim kolalma loy pligi the osa ki pligi ba ashpe shebebayis. The machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina is if it is found in the ashpe shebebayis. Mar Sava Rabbi Yehuda holds Osi Lahatol Nivlosoi Ba'ashpe Shebabayis. A person will throw away a nevela Ba'ashpe Shebabayis, even though it's not really a practical thing to do because it'll be Nishach. Therefore, normally one throws it away Ba'ashpe Shebishuk, but sometimes a person can also throw it away Ba'ashpe Shebabayis. Umar sov ino the mosi lahatol nivlosoi ba'ashpe shebabayis. And Rab Chanina holds ino the mosi lahatol nivlosoi ba'ashpe shebabayis. Let us just finish the Gemara and we'll learn one taisvis. Omar Rabbi, nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda shemetzon ba'ashpe. Omar Rabbi, Niren Dibir Rabbi Yehuda Shemetzon Ba'ashpe. My Ashpe, what Ashpe, which Ashpe is Rabbi speaking about? Yilein Ma Ashpe Shebishuk, Amrit Kolam Eloi Pligidi Osa. Everyone holds that it's Osa. So what's near in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda? This is, there's no machlokes in Ashpe Shebesh. Elo lav shita b'ashpe shebebayis. So he's speaking about an Ashpe Shebebayis. That you said is a machlokes. Near in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'ashpe shebebayis. Eima seifer. The Divrei Rabbi Chanina b'noi shal Rabbi Yosef Glili shemetzon b'bayis. So the Gemara asks, now what's my bias? What is the bias that the Rebbe holds like a Chanina? Ilayma bias mamish hamre to kolam b'leipligi d'shari. Everyone holds a bias as mutas. What's near and dear of Chanina? Elo pshite ba'ashpesha b'bayis. So he holds like Rabbi Chanina by ashpesha b'bayis. So Kashi the Rebbe at the Rebbe. So then the whole Achro of Rebbe doesn't make sense. So here he says he holds like Rabbi Yehuda Ba'ash B'Sheba Ba'yis, and here he says he holds like Rabbi Chanina Ba'ash B'Sheba Ba'yis. So the Gemara, Hochi Kama, this is Pshat in Rebbe. Not that Rebbe is being Machria how to Paskin. Niren divrei Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Chanina b'noish Rabbi Yosi Aglili ba'ashpe shebishuk. That he's explaining, not being machia, the Rabbi is explaining the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina. So he said like this. Niren divrei Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Chanina b'noish Rabbi Yosi Aglili ba'ashpe shebishuk. Ba'ashpe shebishuk. Everyone agrees that one is not permitted to eat it. Shaf Rabbi Chanina b'nei Rabbi Yosef Glili, Shaf Rabbi Chanina b'nei Rabbi Yosef Glili, l'nech l'kolof, ala ba'ash b'sheh b'bayis. Avol ba'ash b'sheh b'shuk, moigalei. V'niren, divrei Rabbi Chanina, b'nei Rabbi Yosef Glili, b'bayis. B'bayis, Rabbi Yud is also moigalei. No machlokes is ba'ashpa shebebayis. Let us just see the Rashi again. Rashi says, derech neveles lahashlich la'ashpa. The Kama Rebbe nirin Rabbi Yehuda ba'ashpa, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ba'ashpa. Bechlal, the poli, Rabbi Chanina v'lo ba'ashpa. The Kama divrei Rabbi Chanina Bebayis, Michal the Poli Rabbi Yehuda, Philo Bebayis. So it seems clearly that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of the Yisod of Roy Mitzvi Meitzur Shchita Mumchem Heinz Machlekes Tanoi. So the Mal says no. The Kolam Oloi Pligi Dishori, the Roy Mitzvi Meitzur Shchita Mumchem Heinz. The Osa in the Bash Bishop Bishuk, the Kim Nishlicham Sham Badin is Nabla Bishchitose, Bishia, Oibidrosa. Now, Rabbi Chanina holds that a person would not throw away an avail of Ashbe Shebabayis, Mishum the Misrach, Bikarei Achra. So now, if it's in the Ashbe Shebabayis, Al Kocha was put down there temporarily, but it was not meant to be thrown away. Ba'amre, the kula alme, now you just said this, amachloikas, my niren divrei ploini, or divrei ploini, v'lo yishneim shovim bo. El apshite, ba'ashpe diktoni en ashpe, shababayis, the pligi, ba'ashme inon, the cherab Yehuda spirulei. Here's a here Rebbe is saying, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ba'ashpe, shababayis. Hamet lukula alme shori, my niren divrei rabchanine, by bayis, the mashmo divrei Rabbi Yehuda in niren, Rabbi Yehuda nami shori bo, by bayis. Elo pshita my bayis ba'ashpe shebabayis upo pligi ba'shminen Rebbe Rabbi Chanina svirlei ba'ashpe shebabayis that he holds that it's good. And just before he said that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ba'ashpe shebabayis toshe de Rebbe ad de Rebbe de bereishen nireloi divrei Rabbi Yehuda de osa ba'ashpe shebabayis b'seifen nireloi divrei Rabbi Chanina b'nei Rabbi Yosef Glili demata ba'ashpe shebabayis. In kein kashe the Rebbe as a Rebbe. So the Gemara answered, "Hochi koma, hainirin the koma lois vore didehu da ashmina." Not he's coming to tell us what he personally holds, but loy roya ani koma. Not he's saying a machia like this one. Ella. Vluktayu kamash malon. He's explaining what the machloikis is. But my pligi, vachi kamanir, and if Rabbi Yehuda isa fila Rabbi Chanina. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Chanina is also moidet Rabbi Yehuda, kshemotzen bash b'shebeshut. The Maida Rab Chanina da Siri, Vidivre Rab Chanina Kloima, Sha'af Rab Chanina Mater, Enuk Shemotzen, Va'ash Beshebe Bais Abochilkim, Abo Bash Beshebe Shuk, Maida Rab Chanina, Mamela Shaminim, Luki Piltai Va'ash Beshebe Bais, Machlal, Shebe Bais, everyone holds Shorus, everyone holds Roiv Mitsuyen Eto Shchite Mumchenhe. That is Gemara. Now, I'd just like to mention, the Nachlas David explains, this Gemara as follows. He says like this, let's speak about Afilo and Ashbe Shebishuk. It's not Muchach that it was thrown away, it fell down, a person was walking the last bishuk and it fell. But that's irrelevant. If I have a suffix, it's a suffix bishchite, that means I don't know if it was thrown away or it fell. So then we have a klal called suffix bishchite posel. The behemah b'chayah b'ches kesisarei medetz. So memele, so that is why everyone holds ba'ash b'shebishuk. Everyone holds that it is also not because I know clearly that it was thrown away in the Ashpit, but since there's a suffix, maybe it was thrown in the Ashpit, so it's a suffix b'shchite, and it is also. The whole reason why Rab Chanina is mater Ashpit shebebayis because he is a raya brura that was not thrown away, because a person doesn't throw away an avail of Ashpit shebebayis because they will smell up the house. So Itzicha was not thrown away. It was not thrown away. Then I have Roy Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchenein. But if I have a suffix already, then the klal is that every suffix b'shchita is possible. The machloikis Rab Chanina and Rab Yehuda is there a mokim lehistapek by Ashpo Shebevayis? Is there a mokim listapik ba'ash b'sheva bayis? Maybe he threw it away. That's all you need. If I have a subik, maybe he threw it away already. So then it's also, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Chanina says, "Ein odam osi latan v'losi ba'ash b'sheva." A person will never throw away an ash b'sheva bayis. So memele, so there's no such subik that it was thrown away. So there's no subik in the shechita. Then I could be soymach and roi mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchemei. That is what the Nachlas David says. And now just let us learn the last oisis, ki pligi ba'ashpe shebabayis, who adin the pligi b'shuk b'loi ashpe, ki demuchach ba'ilu mitziyis, gabi Rab Chanina shemotzik di shochet ben tvayu letzipoyle. The Gemara in Bob Mitziyis says that the Gemara brings down that Rab Chanina holds that if a person found a gdi shochut bishuk, you're allowed to eat it. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Nachlas David says two nekudas. Nekuda number one, that is also the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina is, will a person throw away an avela in the shuk? Listen, there's a gop, there's an ashp in the shuk. Why are you throwing away in the shuk? Will a person throw an avela in the shuk? Menschlichkeit. Al koponim, so there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yehuda says, a person can do this. He can do this. So if there's a tzad that could be was thrown away, so then it's a suffix b'shchite, so then it's also yishtel b'ches kasisa. Rav Chanina says a person will never do such a thing. So memela, so zicha wasn't thrown away. So memela, so I assume that roi mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchemei. Zukte nachlas David, aber amelik in the kugel. He says this machloikes will a person throw away an avela b'shuk is not derived from our machloikes will a person throw away an avela ba'ashpe shebabayis, because they're two different svaras. Ashpe shebabayis is a svar abchanina holds that a person won't do it because it'll make a sichin in the bayis. That does not apply by ashpe shebashuk. He says, this machloikis by ashpe shebashuk is a tesefte. There's a machloikis, enough in a tesefte. There's a machloikis, and not ashpe shebashuk, the bashuk. If one finds a town of goyle shchute bashuk, there's a machloikis, abachnina says, you're allowed to eat it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to eat it. There's another tesefte. It's another machloikis. Not derived from this machloikis. But it's the, in Yisod, the machloikis is one machloikis. Does one have to be chayish that it was a psul in the shchita and it was thrown in the shuk? Nina holds one should, a person will never do such a thing. So that's why it's kosher. And Rabbi Yehuda holds a person is, there's a possibility that it was done. And memela is also suffered b'shchita. And therefore it is osati. Zok the Gemara weiter, chutz mecheresh shoyte v'kotten, shemo yekalkulu esh shchitosa. Now let us just refresh our memory. We hear in the Mishnah, hakel shoychtim l'chadchila, eshchitosan sheira b'diyevet, different tziyurim. Chutz mecheresh shoyte v'kotten, Shema yekalkulu eshchitosan, bekulan sheshochtu, acherim roin oisan, shchitosan ksheira. There were different mahalchim. Now let us just say one malachakul shoichtim, it's speaking about, kusim, acherim oimid al gabei. It's koshul chatchil, shchitosan ksheira, if it wasn't oimid al gabei, but later yedek is ayis. Chutz mecher shoyte v'kotten, that is posel afilo b'diyevet, and the kulan sheshocht v'chem reynoise and shritosan ksheire, if it's reynoise, it's kosher b'diyevet. Now we have a loshen shemo yekalkulu es shritosan. Shemo yekalkulu es shritosan. Zok te gemore, shemo kilkulu loiktoni, elo shemo yekalkulu. The loshen of the Mishnah is not the proper digduk. That means because shchitosan ksheira akusi shochel kezayis is kosher b'diyevet, chutz misher chereshoit v'kotten that is posel afilu b'diyevet, shema kilkulu, should have said shema kilkulu esh shchitosan. It says shema yekalkulu esh shchitosan. So that's a problem. That is a problem. Shema kilkulu loiktoni, ala shema yekalkulu, oma rovez ois emeres, emoyschalem, chulin, lechatchilem. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, shema kilkulu loiktoni, va'afal gav, de b'di'evet kamayri, even though it's speaking about b'di'evet, Kedektoni ushchitosan ksheira chutz mecheresh shoyte v'kotten. So the loshen b'diyevet. So it should have said shema kilkulu. It's no good if it's b'diyevet. So shema yekalkulu. The mashme the mo'odim heim lekalkul. The mu'ed lekalkul. So he say meres ein meisim lehem chulin kloima afilu chulin. Not kotchim, afilu chun lechatchile, afilu acherim oimdim al gabo. So it's coming to tell us that afilu acherim oimdim al gabo, you're not meiser to them. So we hear on daf beis that Tosfos asks on Rashi. It says further in the Mishnah, v'imshachtu v'acherim roin oisam. Shchitosan ksheira b'diyevet. So it says clearly that acherim roin oisam is only kosher by the Eved. So what is he coming to Hashem Yekalkalu that's coming to tell us that Ein Moisrin Lehem Chulachatchila? If it says Shchitosim Sher by the Eved, so you see Ein Moisrin Lehem Chulachatchila. That is Taisvus Kasha and Rashi, and therefore Taisvus learns a different pshat in Rove, that a Moisrim Lehem Chulachatchila not Lishchoit Lifnei Acherim, no Lishchoit Leklovim. And there's no problem in Kashas over here. Vafal Pikein, Shema, there'll be a Kilkul. We said that the Rosh Hashanah one says, Shema Yikalkulu Bishchitosim. If they'll be shechting, people might come and think that it's a proper Shchita, and they won't know that it's Leklovim. So Mamela, that is why you're not mice, and they'll rely on them that they know how to shech. So that is why you don't give them Shemi Kalkul, there'll be a kiltel, they'll come out Bishchitosa. That is how Taisvis learns Pshat in the Gemara. According to Rashi, it's Shver, it says already that Bidiyevet, it is only kosher by the Eved, so why do you have to say Shem Yikalklu Eshchitoso? We'll soon see a beautiful teretz of Rabbi Kibega, but let us first see, no, we have to see the Gemara before, and then we'll see Rabbi Kibega's teretz. Sagt die Gemara weiter, וכולן ששחטו אחרים רואים אויסם שחיטוסם כשיר. But if they have אחרים רואים אויסם, they're observing that it's a proper שחיטס, or the שחיטס כשיר. Is man tane de lai beinan kavono le שחיטה? Who is the tane that holds that is not necessary to have kavono le שחיטה? The Gemara understood that Chereshet v'kotn alav v'nei kavonim. Omarove Rabbi Nosani, with Rabbi Nosan, the Tani Eishaye Zeire de Min Chabraye, Zorak Sakin l'noyatzo b'koiso, a person threw a sakin, he wanted that it should go through the koiso, stick in the koiso, and when he threw it, there was a behemoth. The Sichas Chulon has a nice picture over here. You have a behemoth lying down, and he throws a sakin into a koisel, and mamish, and the neck of the behemoth is geshocht. Mamish, amoyfes, a kaponim. The behemoth was lying down when he threw it. It shechted the behemoth. He didn't have any kavanah to shecht the behemoth. But the maisa was geshocht. Volcha v'shochta kedarka, Rabbi Nosson Machsher, even though there was no kavanah shrite, v'chacham in poislim. Then the Gemara says, "Who Tani lo? Rabbi Shaya was the one that has it over this baraisa. Who amalo halacha ki Rabbi Nosson? He paskened also. We paskened in this machloikas. If you need kavona, if you don't need kavona, he paskened like Rabbi Nosson. So it comes out that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Nosson. Frag the Gemara, wo be inon moilech umevi by shchite. You need that the sakin should go back and forth. It needs to twice pass through the simonim. So the Gemara says, Shaholcha va'ovo kedarka enachanami. There was a rebound when it hit the kaisel. So it came back, and that's called kaychay. And that's how it was geschachten. And that's pshat in Rav Nosson. So memela, our Mishnah, Negeilonu, our Mishnah that says that a cheresh eitev of cotton is good, even though the lav nei kavone, it's going according to Rav Nosson. Let us see Rashi. Man tanu the loy beinon kavone l'shchite, the cheresh eitev of cotton l'chticha ba'alme mechavnei, they want to cut ve'in lem das lehiskaven l'shchite. Seems there's a special kavona l'shchite, perhaps to be matter the basal. Uktani ve'kulon she'shachtu de'koi nami acher she'ite ve'kotten. Ve'kulon is inclusive. It also goes acher she'ite ve'kotten. Vahod epachinem bereish pirkin, the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta says, inayme acher she'ite ve'kotten alokoi, if ve'kulon she'shachtu is going acher she'ite ve'kotten, so it shouldn't have said ve'kulom, it should have said ve'im shachtu mi boilei. Talking about that chutz mecher she'ite ve'kotten, ve'im shachtu shchitosan k'sheir. What does it say ve'kulom? Hachi pachina. Not that the Gemara means that it does not go on chere she'ite ve'kotten. Inayma achere she'ite ve'kotten l'chudei koi, if it's only going on chere she'ite ve'kotten, Alokoi, so it's going on them already. Minei kasolik, he just spoke about chere shayte v'kotten v'im shachte mi borlei. So the Gemara means that v'kulam comes to be marb another case. That's what the Gemara wants to muchetzich. What is the other case we're being marb? Of al koponim. That is zicher that chere shayte v'kotten will help the shchita of Achaim Reynaisa. The min chavraye b'nei ha-yeshiva. Let Rabbi Yishaya z'iri the min chavraye. Kedalko kehoigir. Shaholcho bo kedalko. For the first time, b'holcho b'shochto kedalko kehoigir. It shechted properly. Who Tony Law, the Ashkach Masnise Vigolse, he found this Barais and he hazarded I. Huamalo, Halochi Krabinos, and Huamalo, Midaita Shalochi Krabnos. Rabin and Moilech, or maybe Kedisnabe Perik Shaini, Shaholcho Vo Kedalko, Shachotcho Balichosa. It cut a Simon in Balichosa, Vehiksa Bekaiso, Vachosa, Vachotcho, and it came back again. Who had been nami the motzi l'terutzi b'sakin sheyesh oi chutz l'tzavo kimole tzavo? It is a sakin that has the size of the sakin there is kimole tzavo, and then you have chutz l'tzavo kimole tzavo. So that means if you're making the shchit of the simonim, it was cut twice. That means the beginning of the sakin cut the simonim, and then the second chalik of it, because the size of the sakin is a double tzavo. So it was cut twice. And then you don't need moilech or maybe. The achetach from the whole sakin is sufficient because both chalke hasakin cut it. So you don't have to say it went back. The sagle belichose lechuda, people come on, ala bechodu ma'adah lukmi. You want to say any case, afilu be'izmo. I feel it's a small sakin. So then the only way it would be a kosher shchita if you have that there was a rebound and the sakin went over again the simon, cut again the simon. Zaktaisvitz, man tane dloy beinon kavona l'shchita. Who is the tane that you don't need kavona l'shchita? Payment. And then because our Gemara assumes for the portion, that's what Rashi says also. Eilem das lehiskaven leshchite. Taim the mashma the chere shoyte bekotn lav nei kavonen inu. Afilu acherim oim de malgabo. you're watching them, who's helped me watching them, but al kaponim, the love and the kavone, b'soy perikam v'digitin, t'nan hakel k'sherim lichti v'saget, afil l'chere sh'ayte v'kot. Chere sh'ayte v'kot, we can write again, the part of the Gemara, v'lo love and the yaninu, b'shani sh'godu oymed al gavon, if there's a godu oymed al gavon, that is sufficient. So what is the problem? Here I have an often mission in Gittin. That a chereshet of a kodim can write a get shagod aloy med al gabon. That takes away the chesoron of lav b'nei deye. And here our Gemara is a problem of, you don't have kabon, it's going according to Rav Nosson. V'yesh loyma, so Tosfos says as follows. The Godol Oymed Al Gabov, the Taich of Godol Oymed Al Gabov, that the Gemara says in Gittin, Hainu Shemalamdim Oysom, Humazirim Oysom, Lasais Lishma. That means that they are prodding them and being, and warning them and teaching them that right Lishma, right Lishma, right Lishma. So Memele, if you have such a coaching, Bishas Maise, Chereshet of Kodim can also write Lishma. You're on top of them and you're being Mazer and Melamed, can also write Lishma. Avol Hocha Acherim Royim Oysom Baal Mekoma. But our Mishnah does not say Vacherim Oymdim Al Gabo. But our Mishnah says Vacherim Royim Oysom. So Royim Oysom means they're observing what they are doing, but there's no coaching from the Acherim. So the whole Kavanah has to be on their own accord. Acherish, Shaita, Vekotun, on their own accord, that is not, yeah. Aval Gav, the Bereish, Birkin, Kori, Lacherim, Reynais, and Godolay, Medal Gabo, the Gemara Dav Gimel says, calls it God Eloi Medal Gabo, but it's really Acherim Rayin Oysa. Doesn't mean God Eloi Medal Gabo. So we have here a Pshateret of Taisvis. Taisvis was Megala to us that there are two inyonim. There's Acherim Rayin Oysa, that's the standing. They're watching. Watching that there shouldn't occur a psul on the Shechita, but that's it. They're passive. They're not doing anything. That, if you need kavone, so then that zikha wouldn't help. Then you have, cherem oimdim al gabam. Oimdim al gabam means that on top of the situation, they're coaching them and telling them, there is kavone take. There is no problem. That helps a full of baguette. Zikta bekevega, amoyr de kezach. So Rabbi Kibbeke wants to emphasize Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis asked Akasha and Rashi, that Rashi learns it says, Shema Yikalkul, Shema Kilkul Ektoni Elo, Shema Yikalkul, Omarove Zoysay Meres, Ein Moisram Lem Chulim Lechatchila. That the Mishnah is coming to tell us, Lechatchila, you're not allowed to give Acheresh Shaita Vekon. So Tosfos asks Akasha, well, it says later. It says, "Bekulam Macherim Royin Oysam Chere," but it's only b'di'evet. So Rabbi Kevege, Shemi Yekalkulu is coming to tell us a bigger chiddush. I would think that the reason it's only kosh b'di'evet because chatchila you need kavone. You need kavod, but the end without kavod, that's also good. That's what I would think. So therefore, acherim oymdim al gabov is only good with the end. But what will be if there's acherim oymdim al gabov? Then you have your kavod already. So then I would think so. It's lav kosher lechatchila. Then you have your kavod also. Shteit shema yikalklo. No, the chesaron of kotn is not als kavod. He's muad lekalko. Sheshemi Yekalkul is coming to tell us, afilu acherim, oimdim al gabom, it's also no good. Now let's look in Rashi. We'll see a Amoridik is Acher Rashi.
So he say, Meres, I mois, and lem chulen, kloi ma filo chul chatrilo, ba filo acherim, oim dim al gabom. Das sagt Rashi. So see what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. Shemo yekalkulu. Shemo yekalkulu is coming to tell us that afilo acherim, oim dim al gabom won't help. That is what Shemo yekalkulu is moisif. You shouldn't think that the chesaron is als kavone. Beautiful. That's how Rabbi Kveig was medayik from Rashi. So my chabrusa wanted to say, let us see Taisus that Beis Hamad Aleph. When Taisus asks on Rashi, Bigmore daik mediktoni shemi kalkulu, vaitoni shemi kilkulu, shema amina in moisl mamchul chathchile, Perish akuntres afilu acherim royin oisam. So Taisus had a different Rashi. Taisus the Neva Rashi. So memele, so afilu acherim royin oisam. Like that Taisus, steht doch klar in the Sefer that it's kosher b'dievet. Why say nochmal afilu acherim royin oisam? But the way we have in Rashi, it's meiridik. Rashi says afilu acherim oim dim al gabon. That's a mood like alcohol, not because of kavone, because the evidence because a meisel chatchil afol they'll have kavone because the mood like alcohol. That's a Rabbi Kveig. Like Taisves, Bim Taima, the Beperik Mitzvah Chalitze, Oma, Acheresh Shenechlatz. Acheresh, the shoe was taken off. Vacharshes Shecholzo, or Acharshes took off a shoe. Vacheletzes Mina Cotton, Chalitzoso Psulo. All these cases, the Chalitzes Possel, Meforsha osam cheresh vacharshes, mishum dalav nei kriyan ino. Veinem medaba veinem shemeya, so mesomad, you need a kriya by chalitza. Vekotten, mishum dish ksiv beparshe, vekotten it says ish, vahashte tepe klei, vebeinen kavone, you need kavone. Agamor says that you need kavone, without a cherem oim dem al gabov, it's no good. Kindem rinen hosom, the chalitza psula ashi yechavnu shnei. Both of them need kavone. That means the matter of chalitza is only if they're mechave. So memeila in here you have no miyutim, vavne kriye, ish v'loi kotem, ish loima, so Taisa says the chalitza bebezden have. You make chalitza in bezden, says nai need a bezden. Have ki godol oimed al gabov. So the bezden, b'shas, they're watching the chalitza, they're not passive, they coach the chaylets and the nechlats. Shemazir anoyse lasis lishmo. Some emele, so it's gewaldic. Some emele, there's no problem whatsoever that we don't have kavone. The problem is only that the ishvaloi cotton or the nikriya. Umiyu koshe. The sanya betesefte the shayte lav bal chalitza. Sefte says a shayte is also a lav bal chalitza. Now a shayte is no problem of ishvaloi cotton. A shayte is no problem of lav nikriya. So what's the whole problem by a shayte? The whole problem of a shayte is a lav bal kavone. Now I just said a shtik toire that a bezin is oimid al gabov. So what's wrong with a shayte? I found the toire found that the sefte. That a shayt is no good. What's wrong with a shayt? V'yesh loimed l'gabi get mahani, afilu shayt anami, kaboy gabi get. V'yesh loimed l'gabi get mahani, de beget muchacha milsa tfei, da obed l'shmo, that he's making it l'shmo, k'shemavchin lichtoi shmoi, or shmo, v'shemira, v'shemira, Now, so Taisva says something very interesting. Taisva says like this. Oymed al gabo means you have a bezdin is coaching and being mazer, but you have to know one thing: if it's registering, is that enough? You're telling and telling. Is it registering by the chereshay to the coach? So Tosfos Hamor Dikazar. So Tosfos says like this: by a cheresh in a cotton, you don't need some monim to tell me that it's registering by them. Tell them Lishma and Yamaza. It's enough. They have enough seichel that if you're coaxing them and coaching them, they'll do it Lishma. So therefore, a cheresh is possible because you need kriya. A cotton is possible because you need ish. But al skabone, if you're there on top of them, this kabone. A shoite is a much lower madrege in das than a cheresh and a cotton. A cheresh and a cotton is a das cliche. But not so intelligent, but there's some sort of a das there. A shaita is no das whatsoever. So memele, so stamazoi, relying, I'm telling them, relying that the shaita is taka, it's registering by the shaita and he's taka doing it, you can't rely on the shaita. Unless I have a simen that taka, the shaita also understood what I'm telling. The Taisus has like, so by get, you see, he's writing Shem Ha'ish, Shem Ha'isha, so we see, he's doing something intelligent. He's writing the Shem Ha'isha, Shem Ha'isha. So Memele, this to us is a simen that it registered what we're talking to him. So I can assume he did Lishma. But by Chalitza, we're telling him Lishma, the Shabimata, whatever, we tell him the Kabbalah by Chalitza. From what he is doing, we have no raya that this Aisafa that we're telling him is taka registered by him. So that's why a shaita is no good. And that's a shaita under the sefta. So I saw in Lev Aryeh, look to Lev Aryeh, something very interesting. So he says, so ibazoi. So we don't need the first, Taisvis started off by saying, that they say the problem. Our Gemara says that the Chereshet V'Kodon is Lav B'nai Kabon. The Mishnah Gittin says that they are B'nai Kabon. So it's a Stira to Gemara. They said, no. There's Acherim Royin Oisai, Acherim Oimdim Agaba. But who's the Torah? Oimdim means one thing, Royin means another thing. Oimdim helps, Royin doesn't help. Zogt the Leiv Aryeh, now the Tosfos set up Sateret, that Apula Acheirim Oimdim Al Gabo only helps by get, because get, you see that I accomplish something. So Mela, so we have now new Teret to Tosfos Kasha. Cheresh in cotton, you're right, Cheresh in cotton tak Acheirim Oimdim Al Gabo, it helps in the here also you have a cherem oimdim al gabo. You don't have to be such a dyke and forget the Gemara. Tosfos put on the Gemara called our Mishnah cherem oimdim al gabo. Oimdim al gabo only helps by a cheresh and a cotton, but by a shaita it doesn't help. So the raya from our Gemara that shrita does not need kabon is from shaita. So now you don't have to say the hostik teira that Tosfos said till now, royin, oimdim. Could be Rayim is Gematria, Oimdim, same thing. It's the same thing. But by Shait, it doesn't help Oimdim unless you see that it's registered by him. So Memelus, so just like by Chalitz, it doesn't help. So by Shait, it also doesn't help. So the Rayim is from Shait. That's the way Rayim's Kasha. So he says something very interesting. He says by Shait, you can see it does help. He says because the Kavone is, see later, you have to have kabona chatichas hasimonim. You have to cut the simonim. That is kabona zvicha. That is the kabona you need. He says, if he's only cutting the simonim and is not making a ganze, a whole bloody slaughter, that he's only cutting the simonim. So you see, he understood what you were telling him. So shchita is also called that it's muchach mitoich maisav. It's muchach mitoich maisov that Itaka understood well. So as it is, they make a chultin, roin oisoi, and oimdim al gabo. Let's see the next Taisvis, the min chavraye, shem mokim, kedamrine bebreishes rabe, avimi min chavraye, mevaker bishayahabe. Avimi, from chavraye, used to be mevaker choylem. Now, Vachsachmir, the Marsha says, we have here a machlokes Rashi in Taisvis. Rashi says min chavraye bnei ha-yeshiva. But there's another machlokes. Could be the machlokes is, how do you say pshat? Rashi loim pshat, the toni oishaya, kama, who was oishaya? Zeira de min chavraye. He's from the tzeirim, from the bnei yeshiva. He was from the younger yeshiva light. Fakel Paistois Rashi says, Hutonilo da Ashkach Masnise Vigos, he found a Barais in Chazan the Vine. Paistois, Fakel, when we're speaking about Ishaya, we're saying, he was the Irem in Chavraya. He was from the younger ones of the Bnei Yeshiva, and he Chazan the Vine is Barais. Taisvis Loim Shat, that you put the comma after Zeire. Oishaya Zeire. The kleine Oishaya, he wasn't too tall. Oishaya Zeire. So Memele, so the min Chavraya, so then Taisvis understood Pshat. So then Chavraya is a ear. I mean, what are you telling me? He learned in Yeshiva. No, where else did he learn? As a tip of Baraisis. He's from the Bnei HaYeshiva. Not for states of the Bnei HaYeshiva. Of course, Zire de Min Chavraya, so then you have to mention, because that's his godless. He was from the younger Bnei HaYeshiva. Zorak Sakin Lenoya Tzoy Bekoysel. Ho Choshev Miskaven Lechatiche. Kedemuchach Lekama Beperik Beis. This is called, he wanted to make a split in the kaisel, kinucham perig beis. Gabinofla sakin vishochte. That's what he was saying. Penokat l'rabusa darabon. The af al gav the miskaven l'chatiche. He wanted to cut something. Posli ache yiskaven l'chatichas simonim. That's the kavone. He has to want to, not to cut, l'chatichas simonim. That's kavone shrita vaistais. Aber Rabbi Nosson machshe afilo loy miskaven lechatiche. Rabbi Nosson is machshe afilo loy miskaven lechatiche. Didn't want to connect. Kein hippel as a sach. Bishocha k'tamucha lekam b'peg beis. Not afilo wanted nods per kaisel. Somebody wanted to throw a sack in and lemaise, he made a maise shrite. So according to Rabbi Nosson, that's also good. You don't even need kabonis chatiche. Look to Gemara weiter. Omar Rabchie Barabe, boy Rab Yoichanan, cotton, yesh loy machshove, oy ein loy machshove. So Trashi, kegoin beshchites kotchen, the boy kabone, kidofinem beshmaite kamaise des wochen, ye, medinit kabon, yev te shechte lishmo, beshochat cotton, oy lo lishmo. A cotton shechted an oil lishmo. Mi have a kavon oiloi. Is that a kavon? That a kavon? Does he have a machshove? The machshove of a cotton? Is that good or no good? Yeah. Omar le Rabami, so Rabami asked, Rabchi Barabe, you tell me over what Rabbi Yechonen cloud, but he boy le maise. Why does he declare only if a cotton has a machshove? Why didn't he declare if a mice, a cotton is a mice? Maish na mice, the loika mi boy lay this nan. There's another in the Mishnah, yesh la mice. Is machshove na mi loy ti boy lay this nan ain le machshove. So what is pshat in the shayla of Rabbi Yochanan? Let us see what Rashi says. Omele rabami la b'chi barabe, v'ti boy lay mice. I loishmiyele Rabbi Yochanan Achmas Nisan Delakamon. We didn't hear of the Mishnah. Aloin varim in this nan body eshla maise. The boy lay nami. Afilu. Yesh ima machshove maise.
המחיך על השקיינו, כי גוי, דקיים אוי לא בדורם, ואומר, הרניסת, הרני מייבי לצופן לשחית, לא אוי לא, שנקשאיר בדורם תיבו אלי נמי, אם השבילי מייסה כבון אלוי, that means, if he didn't know the Mishnah, so אפילו he made a mice that shows his marker that an oil is different, and he said, said the fair shereni maybe let's open the shock to loilo shenik shere bedorim, so he knows it's an oilo, so the im so let him clear him ashvilai maise kabon eloi maishna maise de pshitalei mishim de shmilei hodesnan ba'alin barimei de shla maise is machshav anami loi teboilei vetiv shlo mahamai mishne gufe is nam bo ein lahem machshav. Now let's just see the Mishneh. Bisnan, we learned in the Mishneh. Let the Mishneh as follows. Ha'aloin is a acorn. Borimoin is a pomegranate. Ve'ego is a walnut. Shechokokum tenoikis lomud behem ofo. Tenoikis took out the insides of these fruits, and he wanted to use it as a keli to measure ofo. Oy shehiskinum lekaf meiznayim tmeim mibnei sheyesh la maisa. But vein lehem machshoves. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi maish la maisa. Aye ha'aloi. Kriu shekayim glantz anekot. Shechokokum nokvoy nekev kotten betzideim. Vaitziyu ha'oichol mitoich ha'nekev. Rishash wonders why Rashi said such a modern case. Why didn't Rashi say they want to use it to measure offers? You don't put offer into a small neck from the side. Rashi says shachokokum, they open it up from the top. Lomad behem offer kedar shatinoikas oisem lishoik. Tmei mekablon tumet. Sheesh lemaisa gaim zeh shemaisei mechichem. Rishayim klinis kavno. Vegam hein oimrim kain. They said and they did. יש כאן מייסם עכשיו, אמרים נויסם לטרס קייליס, אז מקבל תומה. ואין להם מחשב, כגוין, מוצא לקליפס אגויס, כמו שהוא, they found the קליפס אגויס, וחושב עולה עולמוי, and he thought I'm going to use this for מדידה, או יפה למודד בו, על השלוי עושה בו מייסה לשם כלי, ואין בן די חושב עליהם תמאי במחשב, ודסנן כל הקל מיורדו מודי תומוסם במחשווה. So that was the kasha, if Rabbi Yochanan knew this Mishnah, so we see clearly that מחשווה does not help.